Hi, this is Gabriel Roth from Daptone Records and Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
And you're listening to Melting Pot here on our final Sunday before we move to Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your host for this program over the last 5 years. This show, our 200th show on the KPFK airwaves, has been dedicated to Dale Warren. And here in the second hour of the program, I'm going to play you the entirety of the concept record, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, from Dale Warren's group, The 24 Karat Black. This is from my copy of the original album from 1973. It's a little iffy in a couple parts in terms of the quality, but every copy of this record that I've ever heard and talked to people of has some issues. But it's an amazing, amazing thing. And so I hope you enjoy this. I'll pop in a couple times since they're instrumentals just to let you know a little bit more about it. But for now, here is the music of Dale Warren and The 24 Karat Black, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, on KPFK and Melting Pot.
In the ghetto, flung out daughters are willing, strung out junkies are killing. Children are playing here and there. Rats are lame. Ever beware. It's all just plain and conveying, decaying, despair. In the ghetto, untaught babies are wailing. Who will feed them? Distraught mothers are failing. Who will need them? Apathy and poverty makes the shame. Welfare and Medicare takes the blame. In the ghetto, the rent is too high. The poor tenant cries. The landlord scorns pity. No one mourns the inner city. Good news for the upper masses. The cost of living is cheaper. More blues for the lower classes. They lost. The pain from giving grows deeper. In the ghetto. In the ghetto. Our so-called leaders say they speak for the people, but poor people have no voice. Certainly not by their choice. Hey, do our so-called leader know? About the night that our code he anywhere? The feeble, the old, what biting burdens they bear. From birth to death, poverty is the poor man's breath. Who breathes such shame? Who takes the claim? Who is to blame? Good news for the upper masses. The cost of living is cheaper. More blues for the lower classes. They the pain from giving grow deeper in the ghetto.
Paradise. since I was a little child, I've been starving. I've never known anything but hunger.
Poverty.
I've been hungry all my life. Yeah. Starved to the bone. Somewhere on this raggedy earth, somebody said something once about some kind of paradise where everything would be nice and together.
Paradise.
But I'll be damned if I can find it. I've grown up into adulthood now, and I don't seem to be able to find my way to anything, much less somebody's paradise.
Poverty's paradise.
One thing for sure, I like to go to sleep just once on a full stomach. I get mighty tired of these belly wrinkles. Dig? And my babies.
Poverty's paradise.
I don't know what I'm gonna do about them. I've run out of ways to keep them fed. Used to be I could find a way when there wasn't any way.
Poverty's paradise.
Ever since my birth, I've had no one to care. Since my very first day on earth, I've existed on welfare. Shameful living in my way, nameless giving's been my pay. Poverty's paradise. If you want it, you better think twice. A poor human's life is filled with woe. No amount of food stamps can ease sorrow. This way of life demands no respect or dignity. It commands only neglect and self-pity. Think twice.
My lowly life has known only pain. If you can avoid this kind of misery, thank God you don't have to live like me. Down life's long and lonely road, war has been my one and only load. Poverty's paradise. If you want it, I say you better think twice. Say it was nice. That human was a fool. Make it on this earth.
Poverty, poverty's paradise.
It's been one continuous delay ever since my birth.
Poverty's paradise.
Hungry, hungry, hungry. Lonely, lonely. My love's been in doubt. I've had to do without. Babies look at me and cry. All I can do is lie. I tell them, son, one day we'll be rich. Daughter, oh daughter. To be found, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, yes.
Poverty.
That's what they tell me. And distress. That's what they sell me. Free speech, constitutional rights, ain't nowhere to be found. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM. Currently tuned to Melting Pot. Here on our final show on Sundays. Starting next week, we'll be broadcasting here on KPFK on Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. This is also our 200th show, and we're doing something a little special here, paying tribute to Dale Warren, kind of underappreciated, unsung musical genius. And we're in the midst of listening to a concept record that he recorded with a group called the 24 Karat Black. The name of the album is Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, released in 1973 on Enterprise. We are just about through the first half of the record. There are a couple of instrumental interludes where I'll be able to come in here and tell you a little bit about the album, but I'm not going to talk too long over this music. The instrumental in the background right now is called Brown Bagging. The track you just heard a moment ago was sampled by quite a few in hip-hop. It's called Poverty's Paradise, and the record starts off with synopsis number one, In the Ghetto, and God Save the World. 24 Karat Black was a group that Dale Warren kind of took under his wing out of the Ohio area, originally called the Ditalians. Rechristened them 24 Karat Black and kind of sequestered them in the studio to learn all the music that he wanted, his kind of vision for a very particular kind of musical sound. And it's a record that really does not sound like much else on Stax Records or any of the subsidiaries, Volt or Enterprise, Respect Pride, any of those. And it stands as a kind of singular sound and singular record, which is part of the reason why I wanted to highlight it today. Again, as a kind of testimony to the legacy and incredible talent of Dale Warren. Things are going to keep on going on with this record for the rest of this hour. I was talking to the producer and DJ Denny Holloway about this, and it's quite possible nobody has ever played this record in its entirety on the air before. So, really a special thing, and a special music for special listeners listening to this show right here at KPFK. And something that's only possible because of those of you who support us and allow us to have this kind of freedom. So I definitely thank you for it. And this show in some ways is a big thank you to those of you who have supported Melting Pot in the past. Going to let it continue going on again with the instrumental Brown Bagging as it continues through the rest of the record, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, from Dale Warren and the 24 Karat Black on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
steps on the way. Brother's day is on and now it's time to make his play. His babies are expecting, but mama's gonna be neglecting. Daddy's coming around to take a mama on the town.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. About two-thirds of the way done with this record from Dale Warren and the 24 Karat Black. 1973's Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth. We finally flipped to side two. And after the instrumental I left you with a little while ago, you heard the instrumental Brown Baggin'. You heard synopsis number two that starts off the second side, Mother's Day, and then the actual song, Mother's Day. It's just about a month off on my holidays. And speaking of Mother's Day, happy Father's Day, including to the mothers who are fathers as well. In the background right now is the instrumental Food Stamps. Fans of Digable Planets may remember those drums. Lots and lots and lots of stuff from the Golden Era sampling this record. And from hearing it, you can tell why. Just a really distinctive sound from Dale Warren. Something hard to duplicate. Not a lot of other groups kind of had the same kind of talent and skill and just a special sound. So there's just a couple more songs left in this, and that's what's going to cover through the rest of the time, right up until the top of the hour and Folk Scene comes with you. I'll step back in just to let you know the additional next couple songs that you're going to hear. But I'm going to head out so you can continue vibing out to Food Stamps from 24 Karat Black and continue listening to this record here on Melting Pot's 200th show, our last one on Sundays before we move to Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. It has been a glorious time here on Sundays with y'all, and I hope you'll come with me to Fridays as well. So here you go, back to the music right now on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
Thank you. Hey.
Here we are at the end. 24 Karat Black theme, the final track on the record, and probably the most famous, or infamous. For a while, a lot of people thought that that either 24 Karat Black was ripping off the group Khan, or Khan was ripping off the 24 Karat Black on their song Vitamin C, but I think the similarities are largely coincidental, especially since they were recorded very close to the same period of time. And there was a thread on Soulstrut that basically worked out that the group had been playing this theme for a good 2 years before they actually recorded it in 1973, so it predates Vitamin C. But, you know, legends are always nice. You also heard Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, the title track of the record, and the instrumental Food Stamps is where I left you last time. It's an incredible record. It's been reissued a couple times. I haven't heard this most recent one that came out just last year, but there have been some audio problems, even with the original copies, and this is the best original that I've heard that's in my possession. But that last reissue from last year probably is a pretty good one. You can track those down. Still hard to track down original copies of this record, but it is worth it. And big thanks to Oliver Wang and Rob Sevier for helping me, Rob Sevier of Numero Group, for helping me track down a couple of different things. And I have to give a big special thanks to Matthew Africa, who kind of put me on the path of this record with that classic collection from 1993, Jazz Dance Classics, which, if memory serves correct, even mentions, you know, I know this song isn't jazz, and it's not necessarily something you might dance to, but damn it, I'm going to put it on here anyway, and I'm so glad that he did, and really changed a lot of the ways I listen to music just from that. And so maybe that also has happened to you with the show. Today's show and other shows have been real fine being here on Sunday afternoons. Big thanks to all of you who listen to Melting Pot here on Sundays from 4 to 6. I hope you'll swing by to Fridays and listen to us from 8 to 10 as well. Folk Scene's up next. Till next time, whenever I see you, y'all take care.